Blog Talk Radio.
I'm unbreakable, can't break what's broken. Gonna shoot the sunroof's open. Let it shine on me, let it rain on down. I'm on my way, you hear the sound.
Can't stop my vibe, I'm on that new shit.
I'll be getting some great, great guests for the shows to come. It is the season to be jolly. Ho, ho, ho. I'm going to say it. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas for those out there. You know, it gets to a point in life where, you know, I mean, anybody that actually does want to wish people a Merry Christmas, it seems like it's so bad to say Merry Christmas. When actually you're just wishing people, you know, a very happy holiday and such. So I'm really not too sure why people get so, like, you know, offended. I really don't know why, but I'm as we're speaking here, I'm trying to, like, download some stuff live on the air, trying to find out. I don't know where my music is gone. See if I actually have it. And there's actually some music. I was trying to hope to play some of the music from the artist, but I don't know where the music has gone. I know I had at least 3 songs here. But anyway, you know, it is the season to be jolly. And I actually wanted to read a couple of stories like towards the night before Christmas. The night before Christmas. I'm trying to bring that up and Google it. Okay. I guess it's originally called A Visit from St. Nicholas. Is that what it's really called? I thought it was called, wait, there's something else coming up. A Visit from St. Nicholas. I thought it was Twas the Night Before Christmas. This is actually what I'm Googling. Yeah, my cat was like, little Jackie, what you doing? What you doing, kitty? I'm actually pulling it up, but I always thought it was A Night Before Christmas. Let me see. It says A Visit from St. Nicholas by Clement Clark Moore. Is that the original person who did the Twas the Night Before Christmas? Let's see. Okay, looking this up here, let's read what this says. It says, from 1779 to 1863, Clement Clark Moore. I'm just looking this up, just pulling up. I don't know how much it is true, but he's the person who visited from St. Nicholas, but I always thought it was called Twas the Night Before Christmas. Although Clement Clark Moore wrote only one memorable poem for children, the narrative, A Visit from St. Nicholas, which I really thought was A Night Before, assured him of a secure place in the history of American letters. Moore wrote the poem for his own children and recited it to them on Christmas Eve of 1822. After it was published anonymously the following year, it became increasingly popular, appearing in newspapers, school readers, other anthologies, and in many different single editions. It is still read today as a traditional part of the Christmas season in the United States and throughout the world. Clement Clark Moore was born in New York City, the son of the Reverend Benjamin Moore and Charity Clark Moore. As an only child, Clement was capably tutored at home by his father until he entered Columbia College. According to his biographer, Samuel White Patterson, he graduated in 1798 at the head of his class, as his father had 30 years earlier. In 1801, he earned his MA degree from Columbia. He was awarded an LLD in 1829. A very religious man, he gave a large portion of the land that he inherited, part of his Chelsea estate in all called Chelsea Square, to the General Theological Seminary, where he was a professor of Oriental and Greek literature in 1823 until he retired in 1850. As his retirement, he purchased a house in Newport, Rhode Island, where he died on 10th, well, it says 10th, but it's July 10th, 1863. During his lifetime, Moore wrote a variety of subjects. He produced a two-volume, a comprehensive lexicon of the Hebrew language in 1809, a translation from the French of a complete treatise on Minos and Other Sheep, 1811. In the historical biography, George Castrate, surnamed Skanderbeg, King of Albania, 1850. Throughout his life, he also wrote poetry, which was published in the portfolio and similar periodicals. The New York Book of Poetry, 1837, and an anthology of works by New York poets, contained some written by Moore, including A Visit from St. Nicholas, although anonymous, was still listed as the author not until 1844, when Moore's collection poems was published, was A Visit from St. Nicholas, which I assume was called A Visit from St. Nicholas. I thought it was Night Before Christmas. I didn't know it was actually called that. And it says, acknowledged in print as having been written by Clement C. Moore, LLD. In 1813, Clement Moore married 19-year-old Catherine Elizabeth Taylor, with whom he eventually had 9 children. There were various versions of how A Visit from St. Nicholas came to be written for the 6 more children who were born before Christmas 1822. Perhaps the jingling harness of his sleigh that even gave him his inspiration, or the description of St. Nicholas from Washington Irving's Synonyms History of New York by Dietrich Nick Barker, 1809, or the anonymous poem The Children's Friend published the previous year, describing old Santa Claus who drives his reindeer over the chimney tops and tracks of snow to bring his yearly gift to you. Moore totally eliminated moralizing like that found in The Children's Friend. No harmful toys are left, such as cannons, swords, or rockets, and toys are left only for good girls and boys in the earlier poem. much to the delight of children ever since. Whatever the source of Moore's poems, apparently the physical model for St. Nicholas was a written Dutchman who lived nearby. A visit from St. Nicholas was written in rhyming inapis, a meter ideally suited for the subject. The vivid description, especially of St. Nicholas and his reindeer, remain with the reader long after the poem have been read or heard. Here is the sheer delight for Moore was interested in entertaining his children, not in preaching to them. The 8 tiny reindeer have been given names, the trip on the tongue, but there's no listing of specific toys such was included in the children's friends, perhaps because Moore did not want to give his children any hints as to what gifts they would be receiving. Since Clement Moore had written the narrative poem for his own family, he made no attempt to get it published. There are various reports of how the poem came to appear anonymously the following year in the Troy, New York Centennial. Apparently, the verses were transcribed by a house guest who was either Mrs. Harriet Butler or a friend of hers. In either case, Miss Butler was most likely the person who sent the copy of the poem anonymously to the Centennial. The editor, Orville L. Hawley, published it on December 23, 1823, together with his phrase of the poem and his cordial thanks to whomever sent him these Christmas verses. The poem was republished numerous times over the year, first in newspapers and other publications, and then in separate illustrated editions, the first of which appeared in 1848 with wood engravings by T.C. Boyd. The publisher was Henry M. Onderdonk of New York. Since the times, dozens of editions have appeared. The poem has been translated all over the world and printed in Braille and inspired many illustrators and artists. Because the poem was published anonymously and became very popular, other people tried to claim authorship. The claimant taken more seriously was Major Henry Livingston Jr., whose great-grandson spent many years trying to establish Major Livingston as the author. Livingston had also written verses for the children, but he had no written mention of a visit from St. Nicholas during his lifetime, nor had his friends heard of his connection with the verses. They were said to have been published in Portuguese. Is that how you spell it? That's not even seems like it's spelled right. Newspaper long before in the Troy Centennial, but no copies of the paper containing the poem had ever turned up. Several magazine and newspaper articles appeared, especially during the 1940s, questioning the authorship, but scholarship continued to give the credit to Clement Cock Moore. So I was trying to find, I just had the poem up. So I'm actually going to, I'm looking for the poem so I can read it. Night Before Christmas. And this is, yeah, it was actually, that's what I originally thought. It was called A Nightmare. I'm thinking about Jack Skelton, A Night Before Christmas. But it's actually called A Visit from St. Nicholas. So I just had the poem. Trying to find exactly... going to be reading it, so I know I just had it up. Let's see. So this, I guess, is really called A Visit from St. Nicholas, and I thought it was The Night Before Christmas. Okay, I guess I learned something new every day, and this is the actual thing that is probably read to many children The Night Before Christmas or closer to Christmas, which I remember in the 70s, there was actually a cartoon with mice with this clock tower The Night Before Christmas. And Santa was supposed to come and he had his clock and stuff. So there actually was a cartoon, or maybe it was in the 50s or 60s, but I remember growing up and watching it. And it was actually called Twas the Night Before Christmas. But from what I'm reading here, it's actually called A Visit from St. Nicholas. And it says Clement Clark Moore. Okay, let's see. I'm bringing it up. Clearing the throat. "'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hope that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains." See, it says brains here. "Had just settled our brains for a long but just nap." I remember, "had just settled down for a long but just nap. when out on the lawn there arose such a clatter. I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes did appear but a miniature sleigh and a tiny reindeer. With the little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment he must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew on my head and was turning around, he was dressed all in fur from head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had, and he looked like a paddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a reef. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings and turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose, he giving a nod up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like down of a thistle. But I heard him explain ere as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." So that was that poem that, like, I did not know. To goodness, I did not know all these years it was called A Visit from St. Nicholas, where I really thought it was a nightmare. I keep getting Jack Skeleton. A Night Before Christmas. I had absolutely no idea whatsoever. Nope, did not know at all. So right now, I'm trying to search. Where I actually had music that's not coming up. So sorry about that. I really wanted to play some of the music here. And I have no idea what my cat is getting into. What are you getting into? Hey, what are you getting into? Jackie Chan Kitty. What are you doing? What are you getting into? What are you doing? They're causing chaos. I think I need a babysitter for these cats. They were being good. As soon as I get up here, they decide to run around crazy. They were napping all morning because I was trying to do a little bit of networking this morning. So I'm trying to see, what are you two doing? Yeah, here's your blanket. So if you hear any, it's because the cats are driving me nuts. So I'm trying to actually bring up something here. Just trying to download some music. Let's see. Let's try to see if I get this. Oh, aren't you cute? It's a little rough. You can't see this, but he's just it's adorable. You guys don't see this, but yeah, he's trying to rub up against me because they had a nice little nap. Cute little stinker. Yeah, I had a nice little nap here. And he's just trying to, you guys don't see because it's radio and he wants some attention. I've never had a little boy cat before, and I'm actually trying to download something here. Yeah, I'm trying to do two things at once. Let's see if this is going to work. All right. I'm actually downloading something as we speak. Okay. So I'm actually going to be playing a song as soon as I get the setup. I do apologize. I really wanted to actually play some more songs here. I'm trying to, once again, I do apologize that songs I'm not playing properly. I'm trying to get them to play. I'm trying to see if I can play Angelos Garcia's Delusions of Grandeur, and hopefully this is going to be okay setting it to play. And anybody out there that would like some promotion, or anybody that does want to call in, it's 347-989-1473. Again, the number to call in is 347-989-1473. Okay. Let's see. What's in the queue here? I'm going to actually play a couple songs, and I'll be back.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it. Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user need a pad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps give me chills. I'm the truth from the loops, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Worm from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm fitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking vicious systems, sticking rippers, pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for stitching magic, wisdom in the fam. And every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold. For the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life. And I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Shitty scheme, tawdry bogus lies. This time for me to let you go.
You thought that I was weak, but I am strong. You thought that I was crumbled, you were wrong. You filled my mind with mockery and banter, delusions of grandeur. You gathered after game, tried to surmise. You thought you had me psychoanalyzed. You thought my mind was blinded by your rapture, delusions of grandeur.
And I'm back, and I'm looking to see that I'm trying to, the Sarah Joy Foundation, and I'm actually trying to bring up the promo for that. My computer actually seems to be acting up a little bit today. What is going on here? Is there something in the air? No, I'm just really trying to, you know, do my normal stuff. But for some reason, it's not like, I don't know, as of yesterday, I had like a little bit of, you know, trying to copy and paste something here. Let's see if I'm going to do this right. Trying to do something. So this is actually for the Sarah Joy Foundation. The Sarah Joy Foundation is a way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. Through this foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy life as much as they can. Sarah last year did more traveling activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, saw every beach on the East Coast. The list goes on and on. She did all this while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. Too many families make their lives a hospital bed and four walls because of this illness, and that for Sarah was never an option. To raise the money, we'd like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah and we had before she passed. It's amazing what a day at a spa could do or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone while they are alive. Enjoy life, love the summer breeze, the winter snow, the leaves in the fall, the flowers in the spring. We'll be organizing fundraisers of all kinds, shapes, and sizes. So if you can check that out, any donation will be greatly appreciated. And I actually do post as I'm going when I'm staying on my wall, so you can actually check that out. Let's see. Another one that I wanted to actually read, Grinch. Let's see. Grinch. My cat's looking at me. Would you take a nice good poop? Let's see. Grinch story. I wanted to read this about the Grinch. I'm trying to see if I can actually read this. My cat's looking at like, can I come up here? Where is the story itself? Let's see. If I can actually bring it up. What is that noise? I really don't know. I just hear a boing. What is that? You guys hear that? Oh, my God. I have no idea what that was. That just came off my computer. That's really kind of strange. It was a boing, 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 boing noise. Trying to bring this up here. I wanted to read it. The story of the Grinch. Let's see if I can find it. Read that one, too. Oh, I'm just trying to see with the Grinch if I can actually read that one. I can't play it, but I wanted to read it. The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. Where is it on here? And my cats are like fighting to get up on here with me. Okay, let's try this. Of Grinch who stole Christmas. Try typing this with one hand, right? Still. What? I did not type that. I went to say lyrics and it came up with someone else's name. Not even let me type lyrics. It's all Christmas stuff. Story. No, the story itself. I don't want to bring up the lyrics of the song. Let me see. No, it's not letting me bring up the story itself. That's what I'm trying to find. I'm trying to find the story of how the Grinch stole Christmas. I wonder if this is the... No, that's not the whole entire story. I wanted to actually bring that up, but not seeing it. It's actually not coming up. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play Ancient Sage, Shine on Me, and I'll be back.
Shine on me. Straight out of the 1920s, a goddess of the silver era. I fell in love with
you. fell in love with you. Before we were introduced, you gotta walk this way and tell me the same.
Shine on me, gotta shine.
And I'm back. I'm actually here. And I just want to let everybody know, say thank you, first of all, since it's the holiday season, supporters and listeners and guests on my show, and I will be getting more guests. And I'm trying to actually promote more people from Into the Badlands, which stars Daniel Wu, which I do believe, you know, with his whole, what do you say, persona, personality, his life, is something that, you know, I would actually would wish people would look into more, because people are always talking about, you know, idols and sorts of things in media. And it's kind of like, well, you know, how people complain about certain people's butts being advertised so much and stuff, but here is a good chance to have someone that you could be presented as a good role model. And I wish more and more people would look into looking about Daniel Wu, who actually, I'm actually going to bring this up. Let me see if I can find his IMDb page, db.com. Let's see if this will actually come up. Let's see, Daniel Wu. Pretty sure I am saying it correctly, Daniel Wu. Let's see, share this page. I don't know if this is true or not, if it's saying that he's like top 500. I don't know if that's true. No, I don't want to. Oh, you got to be. Sign up for a free trial to save more, but is he in the top 500? Down 304 this week, view rank on IB. But it's saying, what I don't get is the star meter, it says top 500. But this is just a bio on Daniel Wu, who actually is an American citizen. Let's see. Daniel Wu was born on September 30th, 1974, in Berkeley, California, USA, as Daniel N. Wu. He is an actor and producer known for Utopia Report 2013, Protege 2007, and Purple Storm in 1999. He's been married to Lisa S. since April 6, 2002. They have one child. He speaks English, Shanghainese, Cantonese, and Mandarin. Wu's parents are from Shanghai. He grew up speaking Shanghainese. Hope I'm saying right in English. His hobbies are kung fu practice, traveling, photography. He has two older sisters. So, let's see. Co-starred in Naked Weapon 2002, a.k.a. Naked Weapon, okay, along with ex-girlfriend Maggie Q. Founder and first instructor of the University of Oregon Wushu Chinese Martial Arts Club. Posed for renowned Singaporean photographer Leslie Key for Key's 2006 charity photo book, Superstars, dedicated to the victims of the 2004 Asian tsunami disaster, which consists of photographs, mostly erotic, of 300 Asian celebrities by Key. He was born, yeah, okay, that said that. Together with Andrew Lin, Terrence Yin, and Conroy Chi Chung Chan, created the Hong Kong boy band Alive. The band was created as a vehicle to make the film The Heavenly Kings 2006, aka The Heavenly Kings, a mockumentary about the Hong Kong pop music industry based on there. But if you go and check him out, I mean, it's, I can't really play, you know, his videos and stuff because I don't really have permission, but his Way is Life, you actually look that up. And just to go on, he's actually voiced Warcraft, which is actually completed a character in there for Gul'dan. And just some of it is Into the Badlands, the first series, TV series for, not first, but it's the first season. It's 2015 of Into the Badlands. He plays Sonny. Go Away from Mr. Tumor, A Rose Reborn, which was a short. Don't Go Breaking My Heart 2, Over Her at 3, The Demon Within, Control, Euphoria Report, Chinese Zodiac, which was the hospital doctor, The Man with the Iron Fist, Tai Chi Hero, The Last Supper, Tai Chi Zero, The Great Magician, Inseparable, Overheard 2, Beginning of the Great Revival, Don't Go Break My Heart, Triple Tap, Red Earth, Hot Summer's Days, Jump, Like a Dream, Overheard Shinkadu Incidents, which was Jackie Chan, Blood Brothers, Protege, Ming Ming, Robin B. Hood, once again, was with Jackie Chan, The Banquet, The Heavenly Kings, Everlasting Regret, Drunk, Divergence, House of Fury, Dragon Blade, which was 2005, was voiced, Beyond Our Ken, New Police Story, Kings, Around the World in 80 Days, One Night in Mongkok, Into the Phoenix, Magic Kissing, Misdijoneng, Hidden Track, Night Quarter, Sand Chat by Mui 2, Naked Weapon, Bin Lim Mei Xing, Princess D, Long of Undercover, Feng Hung B Cup, The Peeping, Beijing Rocks, Yizhou Zichong, Punipi Pavilion, Cop on a Mission, Hit Team, Chi Hell Young Mat, Undercover Blues, 2000 AD, Purple Storm, Generation X Cops, which is Gen X Cop, Gorgeous, Boy Zijin, Bishon, Zengo Wacha Yi Zuninga Dalpin, 1998. So he's been doing a lot of work, a lot of work in film business. So he's been doing quite well, if you ask me. So I totally support Daniel Wu. He's done so many unbelievable films that, you know, he was a producer, 6 credits. He's actually a producer of Into the Badlands. He helped produce Control, produced Tai Chi Zero, produced Like a Dream, produced The Heavenly King, produced The Night Quarter. He's a director for The Heavenly Kings, writer for The Heavenly Kings, and it's a self getaway World Film Report, MTV What Happened, MTV Whatever Things, and Hong Kong Superstars. So he did some stuff in that. Let's see. Personal Details, Other Works, appeared in Taiwanese pop singer Elva Hsu's music video, His and Her Story. Okay, let's see. Does it say anything? He actually is, you know, pretty... I like it. He's actually a Libra. Woo! Yes, he's actually a Libra. I like that. I'm actually a Libra, too. But what was the actual date of his birth again? When was he born? This is sweet. He's a Libra. born September 30th. Ha! I like that. Oh, I'm trying to like look up the pictures here. Let's see. So just finding this out. Daniel was a Libra. I'm enjoying this. He's a Libra, too. I think I'm older than him, though. I'm actually posting this. He's a Libra, too. He is a Libra, too. I like that. Daniel Wu is a Libra. I'm liking that because I'm a Libra. This is awesome. Loving it. What is it? He's, yeah, I'm like four. I'm older than Daniel Wu. I was like, I just like, you know, I've enjoyed some of his work. I'm probably going to be looking into his work even more, enjoying it. Just like loving his work. You know, I can't play anything Into the Badlands you know, from the show itself, because I don't have permission. I would love, 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 love to the Badlands. But once again, I do not have permission, so there's no way that I could actually could. But I actually, I'm going to be getting more people, more guests from Into the Badlands from the show that's on AMC, on my show here to actually interview. And Matthew Wallace, he worked on the show for like 20 days of Into the Badlands and actually had him on my show. So I should be getting some more people on my show from there. My eyes are so watery. I don't know if it's actually from my allergies or not. I'm just trying to bring this up here. And it's like, you know, I'm going up and down on my news feed and someone actually posted something. I'm actually reading it. Radio, you can't really see exactly what I'm doing. And thank goodness, because I don't have to actually post. I mean, a post. I was like, I don't actually have to get dressed. That's why I like actually doing a radio show. Really, really love it. So I'm trying to figure out where some of these people are. They're posting holiday stuff, but I'm trying to, I can't actually post some things unless I get actual permission on here, you know, musicians and such. So I'm going to be getting other people, like I said, on my show. And so if you stay tuned in the months to come, I'm definitely excited. I'm going back down to visit Boston. I actually had met Henry Nacho from the Wahlbergs. I went down to Wahlbergs, and the funny thing is, Nacho, I didn't know who he was at first. He's one of Mark Wahlberg's friends. Where he, like, had friended me 5 years ago, and I'm like, who's this? And he goes, it's Nacho. I'm like, who is Nacho? Because I don't have a TV, but I should know better who, like, one of my film brothers, Jay Giannone, was part of the original Entourage. Nacho, you know, didn't, like, at first, I'm like, who's Nacho? But then I looked at his pictures, and he's like, he's got a picture of him and Mark Wahlberg on Jimmy Kimmel's show. When I saw the clip of that, I was like, Nacho was eating wasabi, and he was eating, like, cups of Tabasco sauce. And I was like, this guy is nuts. So finally, after 5 years, I went back to Boston for a visit with my friends, and we ate Wahlbergs, and Nacho showed up, and he was like, he was actually looking pretty good. He's been working out and stuff there. So I'm sending a shout-out to Henry Nacho on my show here. So, you know, I do apologize. I don't know what exactly happened to the music in my queue. I will be getting all the music back, and I just want to say everybody, thank you for tuning in. Everybody, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm going to be ending the show here with Cardiac featuring Laura Lee with Unbreakable. I will be getting guests from my show. Thank you so much. And everybody, you know, that does have a dream out there, remember, you're as good as anybody else, and you go for it. So everyone enjoy the rest of their Ninja Sunday.
I'm unbreakable, can't break what's broken, gonna shoot the stars. Roof's open, let it shine on me, let it rain on down. I'm on my way, you hear the sound.
Moment. I've been waiting for so long for success just to hold me. Your beautiful mind.